We obsess over our physical fitness tracking, macros, logging miles, optimizing sleep cycles. Yet while we're perfecting our planks, our souls are withering from neglect. This disconnect has real consequences. Stress-related illness accounts for up to 90% of doctor visits, and millions struggle with a vague sense that something essential is missing from their lives. The exercises here aren't about adding more tasks to an already overwhelming schedule. They're about rediscovering what it means to be fully human in a world that's trained us to be efficient machines. Through simple practices that reconnect us with joy, authenticity, and meaning, we can transform from exhausted human doings back into thriving human beings.
Your attitude isn't just a mood, it's survival. Research shows optimists outlive pessimists by years because their perspective creates measurable biological advantages. Gratitude functions as your mental immune system. When you actively catalog what you're grateful for, not just obvious blessings, but mundane miracles like running water, you rewire your brain's default settings from scarcity to abundance. The language you use with yourself matters profoundly. Instead of "I'm exhausted," try "I'm learning to listen to my body's need for rest." This isn't semantic games, it's reprogramming. Your nervous system responds to the stories you tell it. When you craft affirmations that transform complaints into possibilities, you expand reality to include potential rather than just problems. Confronting your mortality naturally makes you less tolerant of draining relationships and meaningless obligations. Carrying a childhood photo reminds you of your original worthiness before shame and fear were learned. That child approached life like learning to walk, falling, rising, trying again without self-judgment. That capacity never left you.
We live as if we're brains transported by bodies, but your brain exists to serve your body's movement through the world. As we age, we disconnect from physical wisdom, yet maintaining this connection provides access to knowledge thinking alone cannot reach. Consider therapeutic massage as information retrieval. Tissues release stored emotions and memories, which is why people sometimes cry during bodywork. Their bodies are finally telling stories their minds kept locked away. Animals offer another portal to embodied wisdom. Petting a dog lowers blood pressure, but the deeper gift is learning their language of presence, shifts in energy, changes in breathing, the quality of silence. Their unconditional acceptance teaches us about love without performance requirements. Walking meditation creates space to hear your inner voice. Not walking while listening to podcasts, just walking, noticing the world, letting thoughts arise without grabbing them. Walking with a pet reveals different senses, noticing smells and sounds that normally pass beneath awareness. Regular movement boosts immunity, reduces stress hormones, increases mental alertness, and produces natural antidepressant effects. The key isn't finding the perfect workout, it's finding movement that feels supportive rather than punishing, reconnecting you with childlike joy. Children laugh hundreds of times daily, adults barely a dozen. We've mistaken seriousness for maturity, dismissing playfulness as frivolous. But humor isn't optional. It's essential medicine, requiring genuine self-esteem and courage to be silly in a polished world. Keep a smile journal, recording every instance of laughter or joy. This awareness reveals what consistently brings happiness and reminds you during difficult periods that you can generate your own emotional weather. Norman Cousins demonstrated that comedy videos produced measurable therapeutic responses in his body. Research confirms that even anticipating humor reduces stress hormones and increases immune function. Making time for comedy isn't frivolous, it's legitimate medicine. Bring unexpected humor into everyday situations. Ask for Chinese food at a pizza restaurant. Throw a dinner party serving breakfast. These playful disruptions bring out the child in everyone, creating ripples of joy that extend beyond the initial interaction. Life's greatest challenge is hearing your own voice beneath external expectations. From childhood, we learn to edit ourselves, offering socially acceptable responses rather than genuine feelings. Authentic living requires distinguishing your true voice from internalized authority figures. Role-playing offers safe experimentation with new ways of being. By temporarily adopting characteristics you admire, whether from real or fictional figures, you explore different approaches without full commitment. This isn't about becoming someone else. It's about discovering which suppressed aspects of yourself deserve expression. Learning to say no establishes boundaries that protect your well-being. Many habitually agree to others' requests at their own expense. Practicing refusal builds the muscle of self-protection, creating space for genuine choice rather than automatic compliance. Music and singing provide powerful vehicles for self-expression. Singing regularly, in the shower, car, or public venues, helps you literally find your voice. Even without natural talent, consistent practice builds confidence with being heard. Your voice carries your truth. Using it is an act of courage. Humans thrive on connection and support. A circle of encouragement provides resources for navigating challenges while adding meaning to life. True teamwork means knowing every position is covered and everyone contributes their unique strengths. Building this requires openness, active listening, and availability during times of need, both giving and receiving. Document your personal history through scrapbooking or photo albums. Gathering photos and keepsakes, organizing them meaningfully, and adding explanatory notes creates a tangible record of connection that honors the relationships sustaining you. Regular gatherings strengthen bonds. Hosting potluck events where everyone contributes creates a collaborative atmosphere that fosters creativity and connection. The informal nature removes pressure while maximizing authentic interaction. Actively expand your circle by making new friends. Invite neighbors or colleagues to special events, host gatherings for people in need, or reach out to those with whom you've had conflicts. Kindness transforms relationships. Even declined invitations often improve connections through the gesture of inclusion. Your heart, not your head, should guide how you spend your life. Many people work jobs they dislike purely for financial gain, which explains why Mondays show higher rates of illness and mortality. As Joseph Campbell warned, you climb the ladder of success, and when you get to the top, it's leaning against the wrong wall. Listening to your heart requires quiet contemplation. Through meditation focused on your heart center, ask what brings you joy. The answers come as feelings. Expansiveness indicates alignment with your true path, while contraction signals misalignment. These bodily responses provide guidance more reliable than intellectual analysis alone. Assess your work satisfaction through structured reflection. Rate various aspects of your professional life, from mental engagement to workplace relationships to sense of meaning. When scores indicate misalignment, either change your attitude toward current circumstances or change your circumstances entirely. In a world that measures worth by productivity, we've forgotten the most essential truth. Your soul needs care as much as your body. These exercises aren't about adding more to your schedule. They're about subtracting everything that doesn't serve your authentic self. When you reconnect with joy, speak your truth, move with purpose, and follow your heart, you're not being selfish. You're becoming whole. The world doesn't need more people going through the motions. It needs people who are fully alive.